Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Wait, this is my favorite song. Part. Wait.
Yeah.
I just had to do it.
He actually performed the song last weekend. Yeah. I'm mentioning it because I was present.
Yes, because you were.
I was hosting.
Come
okay,
on.
Fine. You tried to be modest also.
Modest for who?
That was at the Break Free.
Yeah.
At the Break Free event at the Independence Stadium.
And
even the ladies, the older ladies there, CEOs, were there. Finish you.
Whoa.
I'm like, Okwa.
It's just being caught up in the moment.
It's 9:07 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. So usually, Shaquan, around this time, on Fridays, we bring in people who we gossip about. We bring in people who we love.
Yeah, yeah.
We bring in people who you hate. We bring in people who you are talking about. They trend or they make headlines one way or another.
Absolutely.
We bring in the superstars. We bring in the underdogs.
Mm-hmm.
But one way or another, we bring in someone that you have mentioned to your friend one way or another.
Yeah,
Let me give you a bit of an idea of who I'm talking about.
Tamaras veli verki, tamaras trenet monis karanada, tamaras asele peyele komi vertu, tamaras velet stiel, tamaras tek mense, tamaras is dom, tamaras
dead, my goodness.
Tamaras.
So, yes, it's a gentleman who on TikTok goes on TikTok and he shares his brutal truth.
Yeah, yeah.
He shares his brutal honesty, opinion about anything Namibian.
Yeah.
I admire this guy because he's such a patriot. I'm a patriot as well. Right, he makes it his business to talk about this country one way or another, whether you like it, whether you hate it. But one thing's for sure is that this man is an incredible patriot. All right, we're talking about none other TikTok star, TikTok superstar for that matter.
Come on,
influencer, the real one, not these ones that come at us buzzer here. What?
Yeah,
that's it. Shura Fandi Mula, man, sir.
Come on, yes, welcome, man.
Welcome, thanks for having me.
Yeah, that's it.
Good to have you here, Butam.
Good to have you,
That's it. The demand is like I'm weird to shake one.
No, honestly.
Check, there was a weird check. Hey,
really this
is the type of guy in there. In the club, man.
Yes.
Max Sigaras, the man and come.
Yeah. No, but it's true. You are very handsome.
Thank you.
Awe, guys. Good to have you here, my guy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Real quick, but at least it's your binary over here. Vindukar from Varavashimi, bro. Let's start there.
Man, cake. People actually think I'm from Belfast.
Uh-huh.
Ik werk daar.
Of oh, you just work there?
Yeah, ik heb daar gewerkt.
Okay.
Werk ik weer daar.
Nah, right.
But ik is originally born and raised, you know, from Vento.
Away.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Away. Yeah, so. What's a kasi?
Yeah, we in Vento.
Ik is van Damara Sieve, man.
Damara Sieve?
Yeah, ik is van Damara Sieve. I guess of Van Chandubala.
Okay.
I guess.
So we can never mess with this person. He doesn't need, because you know, sometimes we talk about things on air and XL is Phoenix Gate, bruh. You're not with me the whole time. What if people find me on the street and they beat me? But I think in your case, they'll be like, it's fine. What? Chandumba? It's fine. They will never touch you.
Yeah.
You lost their money.
Yeah, they can't cast it. So I say, be sure.
Yeah.
It's
diamond.
So,
it's fine. Venduk. It's fine.
Yeah.
So.
Awe. Man, let's start off with this journey, man. Like, look, listen, you are a TikTok superstar. 44,000 people that follow you and actively engage you. Because sometimes what happens on social media, right, is that you've got all the followership, but there's zero engagement.
Engagement, right?
But you have followership and engagement. Like, men actively, they debate with you and they talk with you.
Sure. Yeah.
Now, the content that you share, right, you started with that in 2020, 2021. Why, my guy? Like, why? Yeah. Like, why did you feel like, yo, me bro, man, Virginia, this country, I need to share my views.
Somebody's got to be a voice for the voiceless.
Yeah.
So I started working in the sea, you know, around the date that they were 18, bus. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like 18 years old.
18 years.
Yo, they also just young dagas.
Yeah. No, yeah. But then I worked and then to lost a key job.
Awe.
And then again, I came back and then I went back.
Okay.
Yeah. So wat ek teruggelijn het, toe het ek nog bij een boot gewerkt. So I started working on a boat.
Yeah.
Where, you know, there was things going down south. You understand?
It's connected to Fish Rod.
Yeah.
Okay.
Verstand
okay,
je?
Okay.
So the boat had net gestaan gehad and, you know, I didn't have anything to do really.
Mm.
Verstand je? I was the only person that was on the boat. So someone told me, hey, there's this app, man.
Mm.
TikTok. Check it out. Understand you? It was like, okay, let me give it a try and see, you know, how it
Before
goes.
That, you were actually a Facebook kind of guy? Facebook or Instagram?
No.
Not even?
No.
You're not a social media person?
No. It was a cat. Do you get what this a cat? A cat.
Yeah.
So I was no social media type of guy.
Yeah,
are you serious?
No, seriously. Yeah. So I checked out this TikTok thing and then... Yesterday, you can probeer most. You can hoodie men's videos mark.
Yeah.
No, first, I tried those funny things and I checked, man, this is not giving me any
vuma.
Yeah. Try talking and see how it goes.
Yeah.
And to begin a market video. So, first, I was just giving advice to people, you know. Because I'm actually up my page and just keep it real.
I'm not that type
of fake business and whatsoever. I am who I am. No, actually, my scene so is VXS. And then, that's how it started, man. And then the political views and, you know, all those.
And society.
Society
and
things.
Yeah.
You know, I think the influence came from my late granddad, you know.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. So we were actually, I actually spent a lot of time with him. I did plus two and all day. So. A lot of time he would talk and I would just listen.
Like it's very opinionated. Right?
And how things are going and things are changing and so on. And you know, for me, with the plus a hand, again, it took me out of the urban trending movement. So, altijd as ek van die plus af kom, then I would see, again, goed dat ander mense nie sien. You understand?
Yeah.
So, that's where actually my point of views and opinions come from.
Was the utopia in the struggle?
No.
Like that?
No, he was a teacher. He's a well-known teacher of ours primary school, actually.
All right.
Simon Kausep,
The veterans will know him.
Those will know him. That's it. Yeah.
You know what? I'm actually curious. Was there ever a time where you uploaded videos? Because I'm like, obviously on your feed right now. The first one was almost 100K views. Hey, it was about, you know, like how the government, you know, fancy cars and so forth. But look how the people on the ground are living. Was there ever a time that you felt threatened? Or someone probably approached you as in like, you better stop talking about these things?
Actually, yes.
For your safety.
For your safety,
That actually is not my first video.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Huh. Like NSK said, I started 2020.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there was this thing that, you know, I started chicken. Mensen had beginnen geluister wat ik praat. So now the company that I was working for, he was somehow betrokken in the Fish Rod movement. So mind you, this is the second time that I'm in the same situation. Because the first time that I started working in the sea,
I was actually one of the employees
on Saga, a vessel called Saga on the Fish Rod vessel, one of the Fish Rod vessels. You understand? So I found myself in the same situation.
But the second time around now.
So, what was I saying?
So the company maybe got wind of you.
Of your videos.
Somehow someone approached the company and said that, no, this boy is making noise and he's, you know, he's bringing eyes to our movement here. You understand? So he needs to be, you know, you need to tell him. Tell him to keep quiet.
Yeah.
So I was called in, and then they said that, "Bruh, you have to choose. Do you want to be a TikTok star, or do you want to put bread on your table?" You understand? So I had to stop. That was now. I was blowing up by that time. Actually, it's not my first video.
So you had to delete even some stuff.
I had to delete my whole content. Content that I started with. It's hard work, man. You understand? I had to delete all those content. And then to answer your question, that was the only threat that I got, you know?
So you don't have people on the street like dragging you or whatever,
All I get is love, man.
Yeah.
From the people outside.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all love. Almal vat me on was like, hey, Oshura, photo, hey, what?
Yeah.
You know, tasi a plek vateki khan, and then there is no one showing me love, you know?
Yeah.
So there is no, from from the public. There's no negative energy from the public.
Which, as far as until now. Which just shows you that the internet is not a real place.
Yeah.
Because when you go through this guy's comments, young, that's meant to they were hard cow. When you go through this guy's comments on any of his videos, there's like a good 50 or 60%. Yeah, Jay. What? And then now he's saying, well, you know, in real life, wherever I go,
people are showing love. You know, men is there after the phone. You know, they can type anything behind the phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But once you meet like this, you know, it's like, oh, dear, so.
You know, the whole time, I'm not going to lie, I'm sitting here now. Yeah. I'm looking at your hands.
Ninja vibes.
No, dog, look at his hands.
you
would play yourself if you try to do something.
But it's good. Now talk to us, Buta. Like, were you ever, because you know, like, again, like, your content is very direct. It's very, like, you said it in who you are as a person. Yeah. And you're very aggressive with it. I'm also, and I identify with that character because I'm also extremely aggressive with my work, right?
Yes.
Now, one thing that I know is that onses mensen mensmos, onses mensen mensmos, onses family good and so on. Were you ever in a situation where an older or an elder from the family comes and he tries to reprimand you? They say, yeah, they're good about the apparel of TikTok. It's too vulgar. Of Chimagi family scam. Was there ever a time where an elder wanted to get involved with you?
No, because they know me. What you see is what you get.
Okay.
This is who I am. They know me. I'm not a violent person. You know, some content I'll just wake up even feeling great and then just go on the
and
screen
be positive.
And shoot an aggressive video.
Yeah.
My DOA now prestat. Sometimes it's just character.
Yeah.
You understand? I have to, for me to put out a certain message,
I have
to put on this aggressive character, profanity.
Get
you
the
know,
point across.
And yeah, you understand. So somehow this person, I was that person back in the day. You understand? Diver, sure of us, you know. So I was that person. So, you know, it's not them they say the menses bang on it made the prat. Me groot menses bang on. There is big people. You understand? It's not them they say let's bang on it made the prat. But they just know, kucha, okay, die is sure. A Sean die. You know, it was a quiet, you know, lion. And he has his time where he's a aggressive attack, lion. To approach him and say, but
you will waste your time.
Jay, come steak the fear and the brand. You know, so not to say that I don't have respect to my elders.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But they let me be me, man. You know, like as a hurt man of me, so. Jay, a hurt man come say, bruh.
No.
So it's not to say that I put my family to shame or anything, you know. They know what I'm doing, and so far no one has called me or, you know, to say Jabra, you know, chill and something like it. So
One of the messages that you also put out, and I see that you're very passionate about this, is the Spencer case. The light that no missing us.
Mandela
Spencer, yeah.
The one from Lutheritz.
Oh yeah.
You shared it like two or three times on your feed on TikTok.
Yeah.
Why is this important for you? Like, what, like, is this was this just part of the community work, or is this case specific important for you?
Yeah.
No, look, this is something that I'm as a community person, I love the people. Mm-hmm. You understand? I'm someone that likes to help others. Mm-hmm. You understand? And Mandela's case is, you know, it's been coming for a minute, and as a father also, you know, I feel for the parents, you know, of the boy and so on. So I just had, you know, focus the followers, Vadasas, and everybody that goes through social media and whatsoever, and you know the content is reaching people. You understand? So I just had to share it, you know, meskin sa iman ives di maniki raksin, and then you know something might come through. Yeah.
Sure.
So, because, you know, and we had a conversation about missing persons the other day. It's by Artir Lekman, you know. So it's good to see influencers like him.
Yeah. Using your platform.
You know, to help and to advocate for things of this nature.
And I don't charge. People ask me, why don't you charge when you advertise someone's, for instance, business? You know, I feel like, bruh. Not to say that I'm well off, you know, now that the
greatest
of
better situation.
I'm in a better situation than I was before in 5-10 years back, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, to help the fellow Namibian, you know, om se pieza hit the steward of Iman second but various like Mandela or let the da beta can they said chicken is but the followers that they get. I mean 40k is not say Bayani ma is I am going.
No, it's definitely a lot. Don't downplay it, bro. Because you wouldn't have gotten those numbers if you hadn't put in work.
So I just feel like, you know, helping my community. You know, it gives me some sort of peace. You know, it's not to say that I do it for publicity or, you know, of
You're not that type of guy.
Yeah,
so. I know you're not a cloud type of guy.
No.
I think if anyone accuses you of cloud, then that's just crazy.
Yeah.
9:22 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We'll be back for more. We will play a game of 30 seconds.
Oh wow.
With Shura Bonisiga, yo, 30 seconds. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
Namibians love to talk. There's always a ton of news to share and to your stereo.
It's 9:26 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. It all comes together here, isn't it, Shaquan?
Absolutely.
On the best breakfast show in the country.
Mm.
Now, in the studio, in case you just joined us, we have Shura Fandi Mula, TikTok star, in the building. Shaquan, I see that there's quite a number of people that are corresponding about Shura on WhatsApp. What's happening there?
Okay, so allow me to spill the tea, child. And I'm not going to read the names.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, just please give that man his flowers.
The question was,
is he single? Your mic is on.
I'm actually married.
So I'm not.
Just to confirm.
Please.
Okay.
And we also have the beautiful Sarah who's listening from the UK. But she says that sometimes his content will make you hide under the blankets. But I think it's because, like, whatever thoughts you have and whatever you want to say, you can't necessarily say it. But then you see someone else saying it, you're like, oh. Yeah, at least there's someone braver than me, because them.
had to be said. Something just needs to be said, okay? Now, before we get into the 30-second situation, let me ask you this, Buta. What was the biggest impact that you had on anybody with the work that you do on TikTok, and they reached out to you, om de sekik shura rechte varne?
Yeah.
They were just doing it, A, B, C, and D. Like, has anyone ever come back to you om de se shura rechte wat jy me gehelp met die storie of die storie wat jy gepraat het? Help us there and so on.
A lot. Yeah, man. Mm. A lot. I would just be passing by minding my own business and someone would just say, hey, bruh, die ander video wat jy ander dag gemaak het, I was in a dark situation, but then just net die video wat ek gekyk het, het vir my moed gegee. You understand? So, not specifically anyone that came to me and said, what, but then there's a lot of people that says, bruh, what you're doing is motivating.
Yes,
you understand? And so, like Phil has said, there's a lot of youngsters, especially in the hood, you know, what they can relate to the situation. I can rather relate to their situation. Understand? Just come back. I'll take, as a content mark, you know, I sort of put myself into the viewers' shoes.
You understand?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, but after the phone is what cake and water. Chicken soup, Jay, us almal was da.
Mm. You understand? Yeah.
So, the over cake, I stand up, a deep job, JVA day, a deep plan, van om de gani, a VTV, a deep direction, van om de begin. And a cake me video. You understand? The information what that so is. Chicken, a geo mood. You know, and there is meer as genoeg for me, man.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to play 30 seconds now. So the challenge is this. In under 30 seconds, you have to pronounce yourself on a particular subject matter. So as I say Gaza. In 30 seconds, you must whatever your opinion is, whatever your thoughts are, you shade on that subject matter.
On Gaza.
No. That's just an example.
Okay, cool.
Sinje.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just an example.
It's actually my game, my kind of game, because egg is iman wat a content in Kierski.
My man.
Yeah.
Oh, one take, boss.
Yeah, one take, boss.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, Shikon, you've got the 30 seconds there.
Yeah.
Okay, coolio. Okay, let's just drop this. Okay, your first subject matter, Buta, is youth that says they will not vote this year because they do not know these politicians. Go.
I agree with them. You know, this is how they feel as well a fool. So, you know, even me, myself, I'm lost. You understand? And everybody, the past SWAPO party that we've been voting for, you know, they've just been doing the same thing. So I understand if a youth says that I'm not voting this year, because they are confused. They don't know who to vote for. Mm. Everybody's hungry for power. Mm. You understand? AJFJ, Sali Viet Prestige for V voting. And politicians, all they do is come and campaign and lie to us.
Time. Is it time? Yeah. Okay, sharp. Yeah. Time. Time is up. So you do agree with them. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then your next subject matter, Michael Amushilelo. Go.
Michael Amushilelo. That's my auntie, brother. That's my auntie, Dine. JK Dai is an Easter man. You know, he's an icon. I look up to him. You understand? I look up to him. Ma es net that so much I could agree me any, you know. He's there's that some sort of thing of him that he feels like he can alien the ele then veraner ma again he motivate me. You understand? And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that look up to him.
Yeah, time.
So time is up. All right, cool. You look up to Michael Amushilelo. All right, but you disagree with a couple of things, methods.
Yeah.
Okay. The next subject matter is a big one. It's a big one because it affects me. It affects Shaquan. It affects literally everybody in society.
Absolutely.
Absent fathers, but are out in the streets buying bottles. Go.
Yo, me bra. Yo, see. Your seed is Babelangre.
Yeah.
You can't vejo in me, bro.
Yeah, no,
you understand? But then, that's a whole situation to that scenario. It's not the top is but voluntarily absent, isn't it? These are least a little a role on the spiel. Sometimes mothers use their kids in the top and then I check the top. Okay, sharp man. Then, can't they can't do. Mommy, bro, so draje I can't hit. Max Yeker J here even a 50 grand for delight.
Time.
Bestand. Okay. Yeah. All right, time.
Send that to my baby daddy. Next question.
That's what makes sense, guys. On the same situation.
We are fighting fires every day.
Not that I'm absent. It's just I have women in my life.
Yeah.
But I'll circle with Madri Hutabra.
Yeah.
I'm also in the same situation. Having court cases with baby mamas, you know, I don't want to put it out there.
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
Okay. But then we are all going through this baby mama drama. Mm. But then most of the times you find topis that really, like myself, that really wants to be there for their kids.
Mm.
You understand? It's not so much a from men's level, meskini verstand that Jay Anja Bevieche.
Okay, you understand see now. Yeah. Okay. So hold that thought. Okay, next subject matter. Awilo Stefanes not getting called up for the Brave Warriors by Colin Benjamin.
Time.
Who?
Awilo Stefanes, the soccer player.
I'm not a soccer guy.
You're not a soccer guy? No. You don't know Awilo Stefanes?
I don't watch soccer. I don't...
Wait a minute. Stop the lorry. What do you watch? What do you do? What type of sports are you into?
Okay, I'm into rugby here and there.
Okay.
You know, but I'm not a soccer kind of guy.
Not even English Premiership?
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why? I mean, what kick if Owens had a duet then Ron Jack?
Understand
it.
Shura, yesterday, guys. Okay.
But this is what they do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the guys that run the Matrix.
Yes, yeah.
They keep you busy with those nonsense.
Oh, wait.
Like, you need focus on fat and Khan Peter Kani. That's why I don't watch soccer. Okay. So, but then with that being said,
yeah.
So, if you can say they get all the plus to her hand.
Yes, yeah.
So, Stanji.
Yeah.
For any person, the best thing you can do to clear your mind and to find yourself is to go somewhere far out of the urban areas.
Mm.
You understand? To find yourself and then come back. Mm. Always go and come back.
Yes,
you find yourself and you'll see things from a different
perspective.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. And then the next one is something that I'm extremely passionate about. For a simple reason, because, and I'll explain to you just for context.
Yeah.
I'm a huge patriot. Verstandje, I'm a huge patriot, Buta.
Mm-hmm.
You are too. So I'm going to ask you this question.
What is a patriot?
A patriot, I'm going to say you love your country.
Sure.
Verstandje. Yeah.
And everything that it stands for.
And everything that it stands for. Or it should stand for something.
Yeah.
Because people call me a politician, an activist, but I'm none of that.
Yeah, you just love your people, and your country.
I'll go with that title.
I mean, you hate your country sometimes for some of the nonsense, like the corruption and so on.
Sure.
But the fact of the matter is, you are Namibian and you love it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. So my question to you is this: is there such a thing as a Namibian identity, seeing that we are so obsessed with America and South Africa and the Western world?
He's coming for me.
I understand that question.
Okay, let me explain to you.
Can you explain to you on my level?
Before we get to the timer.
To the timer, yeah.
Our kids today,
sure,
love amapiano.
Yeah.
They don't know. If you ask them local music, they'll probably just tell you Miss Gideon and Yeezer.
Yeah, anything that's where it ends. Yeah.
That's where it ends.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me also call myself out. I'm obsessed with South African football.
Sure.
Right? I'm obsessed with English football. Shekwane is obsessed with South African entertainment.
And sure. America, yeah, and
American entertainment. But the thing is, we're just the tip of the spear.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Kristanji.
Yeah.
Because that's the Namibian society.
Yeah.
Anything foreign
is
better for us.
Yeah. Okay.
Kristanji, what if you say?
Yeah. We'd rather embrace others.
First Tanji.
Entertainment.
And other cultures.
Rather than our own.
Rather than our own. Yeah. Not necessarily limited to artists and music.
Sure.
Yeah.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
All right. So is there anything like a Namibian identity, seeing that we are so obsessed with anything foreign? Your time starts now.
Anything foreign. This question is so confusing.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure whether I understand it, but let me just say it
now.
There's anything, I think that people don't embrace Namibian culture enough.
Mm.
You understand? Like, for me, I've been following Namibian artists since Afro Connections, beats per minute, you know, fun day data. So, I don't think Namibians embrace and celebrate their own Namibian artists enough.
Mm.
You understand? Unless what South Africa will do, well, Namibia will do.
Time.
Mm. Okay, your time is up. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So, you agree with NSK, yeah?
Yes, he does.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so I answered the question, right?
No, you did. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of artists, just to close it off before we let you go, Buta.
you see what he's gonna do?
I'm on your case, dude. Who are your current favorite Namibian artists?
Current.
Not the old school heads.
Sure.
But these new lighties.
I would say Spooza.
Spooza! Away.
I really like him as well.
I like him. I understand also he's a sort of cousin of mine. I'm not sure on that one yet.
Away.
But yeah, I like Spooza. I love Spooza, man.
Mm.
And
anyone else?
Who else is there, man? Okay, DJ is an old kid, so.
Leave the old kids.
Okay. Leave them.
Yo, who else?
Never like this, yo. Because the thing is, we get criticized all the time as old heads that we are so used to just our old music.
Yeah.
And times have changed and we got to move for the times.
Okay, GB is it known as
GB? Okay, yeah. GB's been around, but you can contextualize as a current artist.
I'm not sure whether I know all the new artists.
Okay, so
Young T, let me, them,
No, that's old.
That's
okay,
old,
so Zemi Boy?
No.
Okay. It's Chris Wayne?
Never heard of him.
Okay, DJ Vuyo?
No.
Musketeers?
Nope.
Esmo?
Nothing.
Ian Lovely? Ian Lovely looks like the type of guy that can actually make music for you.
Where does these people... Emmanuel
Rose?
Like, no.
Miss Gideon...
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. I actually have a low key crush on her. And there's also this other one that's always on Twitter next to Miss Gideon. They compare the two.
In terms of music,
sure.
Female,
yes. She's always with Miss Gideon on. They're always putting a picture of her.
Isn't it the girl from the EP?
I scolded Carito about this the other day.
Yeah,
that girl's name. Yeah, Kali.
Could be, because they released music together. So we understand where you're coming from.
Yeah,
okay.
So, I need to ask my question.
Yeah.
Are you and Jericho good or not?
No, we are good. Man, me and J Twiz, we are good, man. He apologized, you know, because everybody was expecting Aucham, you understand, to attack to Jericho.
Him, yeah.
You understand? Everybody was expecting me to insult him and what. But then that's not how things are done, especially when he's, you know, an icon like J Twiz.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah.
I could have done it. I was thinking about it. I actually sat down and made 2-3 videos going at him, and then and then I was like, ah, man, this is not the way. Hmm. You understand? Because he was kind of angry, you know, or again, I sort of got under his skin or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why he came out like he did. And then, you know, I brought down the whole situation. Tuhan, thank the man, miskin later, they say, man, but actually, you know, is this actually someone that is relating to my music?
Yeah.
You understand? I approached this thing the wrong way. And, yeah, he apologized, man. And I accept his apology with the open heart, full-heartedly. Yeah. So from my side, I would say we're good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still like an athlete running. I'm proud of you. Anyway.
It's not me.
I know. JT is on my nizzle forever, bro. You know. I love you.
Are there any last words, Saputa, from your end? Seeing that this is the first time you're on Fresh FM, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We now it's clear that, you know, we appreciate your work. We
absolutely.
We look at you from far, you know what I mean? We're rooting for you. Are there any final words, Puta?
Man, I appreciate the opportunity you guys gave me. You know, it's opportunity of a lifetime, and I hope it's going to shoot a lot of doors open. You know, to the people listening out there and to my viewers, I always say success is a byproduct of personal development.
Oh, snap. Wait a minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Success is a byproduct of personal development.
Wow.
No matter where you are, you know, what situation you are in, it all starts in the mind.
Yeah.
You know, once the mirror always only smiles when you smile. Yes, you understand? Yeah. Understand? So, that behind in the cop. Mark Isaac and Vata situation, JSN. So, you know, it's not sunshine and rainbows for everybody out there. You know, we all are going through our things. But then, Jigen, don't stay motivated, but stay disciplined. You know, don't be motivated, be disciplined. Understand? Because if you are motivated, Jigen, understand? But if you are disciplined, whether you feel your stereo pain of your cop pain, you understand? You are going to do it. Jay, stand up than dodge. Jay, egar klop elke dag feefir.
My man.
Yeah, that's how I do. No matter how I feel, you understand. So be disciplined. Don't be motivated. And man, it
discipline
is what it
is. Everything, yeah.
My man. Yeah. I appreciate that because Shekwan and I, that's actually even our motto.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because regardless of what we feel, bro.
Dude, we show up here.
We wake up 4 a.m. Was it family? Was it kenner? Was it relationship problem? Yes, that was
frustrating. Yo, absent baby daddy. Sorry,
absent baby daddy situation. Family.
Joking, man.
Yeah. Can I say one last thing?
Yeah.
So, on Zwerkoba project, me and my man here, my main man, Muhammad ZP.
Oh, wait.
You understand? Yeah. So we're working on a major project. You understand? It has to do something with TikTok.
Okay. We're
trying to get all the TikTok
community.
Should I go ahead, right?
Yeah.
All the TikTok
influencers.
Oh, yeah. You understand? It's like a major thing that we're trying to work on. So we're looking for people who want to jump on this project with us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So Shekwan will plug you there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tita, when it comes to influences,
Well, anyone that is willing to jump and work with us on this project, it's a major project, you know.
Well, what's the timeline?
We actually had a timeline, but then it was a bit difficult for us.
Oh, yeah.
You understand? But we're still pushing.
Okay.
Yeah. So there is no timeline, you know.
It's
yet to happen. So we're trying to do this thing for, you know, the TikTok community and for the public as
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Well, sure, Afadi Mula.
And one last thing.
Awe.
One last thing.
Yes, yeah.
People have an issue with my profanity. Did I say that?
Yeah,
right?
Profanity. That's the correct way, yeah.
But don't use
this
it here, please.
No. Yeah. I'm not going to use it. I think I sent you the voice note.
Yeah. When someone said I'm me, but I'm going to have to look me at some.
So, but then my you know, die vloekwoorden wat ik gebruik, they see, om te zeggen, it's me. You understand? I'm not that type of person. But then, like I said, if there is a certain message that I want to get through to you, I have to entertain you at the same time. And dan moet ik begin vloek. Is die enige manier hoe mensen luister. You understand? Because, but then if I speak like this all day long, who's going to? Verstaan je? So it's a method that I'm using. So a lot of people always tell me, Braja, vloek te veel. Verstaan je? And I say that weer hier so op Fresh FM. As Janie van mijn vloekerij hou niet. Scroll.
My man.
Scroll. I'm not forcing you to watch my content. I just want to get that message out there.
Okay.
And the other thing, sorry, the other last thing is, I was not fired. I actually resigned. You understand?
Oh, there's rumors out there.
There's rumors out there that because you talk too much, you got fired. I resigned. You understand? Okay. Yeah. So just to get the message, not that I owe anyone the truth, but I just want to put it for the fans out there. Yeah. So.
All right, Killer, we've run out of time, gents. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Exactly. I can see how blind niggas are booked.
9:46 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Shura Fanimula, done and dusted. Bye, Nagibuta.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
And good luck with the TikTok project.
Thank you.
We will plug you with a couple of people.
Thank you.
We still have so much more coming your way. Temps is lined up. Libyanka is lined up. And maybe, just maybe, we'll hit you with Chris Brown.
Fresh Friday on 102.9 Namibia. Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.